Good afternoon, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome to the OC Oerlikon First Quarter Results 2007 conference call. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Frank Heffter. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, thanks very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Oerlikon Q1 earnings call. I'm very pleased to have today our CEO, Mr. Thomas Limberger, as well as the CFO, Mr. Jörg Eichkorn, with me. After a short intro statement, we will have plenty of time for your question and answers. And I'll now like to hand it over to Thomas. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much, Frank. I'm very happy also to greet you here in this conference call. I would like to highlight a couple of points before we start the Q&A session. The company has shown some great results in the first quarter 2007. We have gone into this year with double-digit growth in sales, with a very strong execution across the very balanced portfolio, as well as a double-digit growth in profits, which is for us a good start into the year, has shown that we have growth potential and that the measures we have implemented in the years before are now gripping in order to generate future profits for the company. The order intake without the larger solar projects has almost reached a double-digit figure. The order backlog increased by 130 million Swiss francs versus Q4 2006. And therefore, I think we're again in an excellent position for future growth. Our customers in general are expressing a very strong confidence in the portfolio, may it be on the coating side, on the vacuum side, but also in the newer areas like textile and Graziano drive systems. So therefore, again, a good start in the year and a good platform to grow for Q2, Q3, Q4. So here I would like to end my short comments and would like to open the floor for questions and answers. Thank you very much.
First question is from Mr. Yves Kissenfanik, UBS. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. I was hoping you could, there's obviously been some press speculation and some comments from your side. I was wondering, could you take us through the whole API order process? Where are we today? What is going on with the financing? And also, could you please confirm that the order contribution from solar technology in total was practically zero in the first quarter of 2007. Thank you. On the order side, yes.
Here's Jörg Eichkorn. I want to would like to ask you answer your question. The topic about the API order is, as we have written already in our press release, there are some delays on the orders with API. Only on the order side, we are in the process of producing the solar modules, and the production is well on track, so that we are looking forward to the second quarter of the year 2007, in which we. What we also said, in which we could show the EBIT and sales for the API order. In addition to this, for the already installed solar product with our customer Ersol, we also have highlighted in our press release here that we are at the moment in the phase of turning the product into the industrial production, and the customer Ersol Thinfilm, they are very, very happy with our machinery, and they are and the performance of the machine is over what our customer has expected. And so far, we are looking forward to strong order intake and strong sales in the solar business within the year 2007.
Okay, maybe as a follow-up, I mean, you're going to book this order, I'm assuming, as a percentage of completion, and you seem to, because of this financing issue, have deferred these revenues into the second quarter. Should we expect that the second quarter will more or less have around 6 months' worth of work booked into this as revenue? And do you still expect that the entire order will be delivered in full during 2007?
First point, yes, the solar business is the business in which we apply the percentage of completion method. That means that the sales and revenues will be shown in second quarter 2007. And from a point of production, we are looking, we stay with our original plans that we will have the major part of this order within the year 2007.
Okay, and then one follow-up question was with respect to the EBIT. You do indicate that there were some various items impacting EBIT in the first quarter and that there was no financial gains included in the $93 million that you have stated. Could you clarify whether there was any other type of effects that may be non-cash that may have played a role in that $93 million number, please?
The overall topic is that what we also wrote in our press release is that we don't have any financial gains in the included in the $93 million. That means that it's purely operational. The EBIT figures is of course influenced by some integration costs for the sour integration, and is influenced only by normal course of businesses. There's no other major cash items included in those in the revenues here.
Okay, can we have the next person, please?
The next question is from Mr. Michael Foth, Fontobel. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon. I have two questions. One, the first question is a follow-up on Yves' question. Basically, if you could indicate an order of magnitude of the one-offs impact on the EBIT related to the Zara integration, as well as to the solar order. Just give us an idea of the order of magnitude. And the second question would be if you could elaborate a bit on the market developments for ASIC in the back-end market, as well as what you're seeing on the front-end side for wafer processing and in data storage, if there is any pickup in data storage sensed at this stage.
Okay, the first question was how high the one-time influence on the EBIT were with respect to the sour integration. we haven't indicated a clear figure here, but it's a small one-digit million figure for the integration cost, what we have seen in the first quarter. The second point with respect to the A&E business, what we already have said at the media conference for the annual report of 2006 is that the outlook for A&E is in the first quarter comparable to what we have seen in the second half of 2006, which means that it's not very impressive, and this is exactly what we have seen at the end of the first quarter. The orders and the sales were not too high, but what we also have shown here is the change and the positive outlook for the second and the third quarter with respect to the order intake, which has been improved significantly, and this is the indication that in the second quarter there will be a better result on this in this field. The question with regard to data storage, there's still the discussion on the market which technology will win, be it Blu-ray or HD DVD. This is still open, so this leads to a kind of reluctancy on the customer side with respect to investments. Once this decision is taken, we already have the machinery in place. Everything is well positioned. We have the technology in place. We have the machinery up and running, be it Blu-ray or be it HD DVD. So it doesn't matter with which decision will be taken from the market. We are up and running with our machinery.
And Thomas Limburg again, if I might add, we have, as we have already said in the press release, we have a cooperation with Sony on the dual layer disc, which also will strengthen our technological leadership in this area. And therefore, again, as Mr. Eichhorn already said, once the market kicks in, we're there. We're well positioned. But again, we consider this year as a year where the decision into most probably the Blu-ray direction will be made.
Okay, thanks.
The next question is from Mr. Roger Meister, Bank Am Bellevue. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. When I run the numbers on the EBIT real quick and assume that the Saurer profitability kind of is the same as we have seen in the last 2 months of 2006, and you already stated that there is only a small impact from the integration costs, and then I do the numbers, and then I figure out that the contribution from the rest of the business is actually rather small, with an EBIT margin of around 9%, so considerably down from the figures you reported at the full year. So could you please detail out where exactly you have lost all this EBIT margin?
The calculation you made, if I get it correctly, is that you're saying you're applying the same EBIT margin for the Saurer business in the first quarter 2007 as you have seen in the whole year 2006.
Yes.
Just one indication, perhaps you can also look at the press release of Saurer of the first half 2006, and there you can see that especially the first quarter and the second quarter in 2006 with respect to EBIT margin, and compare these to the full year margin, you'll see that in the first quarter, the first half year, the EBIT margin were rather low. So that means that especially on the textile side, we have a kind of cyclicality in the market that leads to lower margin in the first and the second quarter. So that means that your calculation, if you do it with this background information, you will come to the conclusion that also on the remaining or on the original Oerlikon side, we'll have a quite nice EBIT margin already seen in the first quarter 2007.
But still, if I might add this limiter again, the integration cost of Saurer are all booked into the old Oerlikon portfolio. So therefore, there's also a difference to the comparable figure in the quarters before.
All right. And again, on your EBIT figure, can you detail out what the amount of provision releases were in Q1?
Provision releases and the building of provision, as well as other operating items which don't have any, let's say, cash influence, are basically well balanced, and they are the result of the normal ongoing business. So what I what I've said before is that in terms of non-cash items, we do not see any, or we don't have any major positive influences in these results in the first quarter.
So provision releases and the build-up of new provisions equals out, basically.
That's basically
the... And the capitalized development? It's the same development as we saw in 2006. Can we just extrapolate?
The R&D development is, of course, comparable to what you have seen in 2006. With the change in the R&D development for the textile and the Gartiano business.
Yeah.
But it's basically in line with what you have seen in 2006.
All right. And the last one, if I may, can you detail out the percentage of completion contribution in Q1 and the profitability level you attach there?
Of which business?
Of the overall company.
Of the overall company.
So the POC method is applied to what we said before, to Solar, and to the space business. Both of them do have an influence on the sales and on the EBIT side. From a POC level, from the overall business, the influence is on a, let's say at the moment, not on a significant basis. It's quite insignificant.
All right, that is somewhat surprising, but thank you very much.
Next question is from Mr. Daniel Jordan, Classic Fund Management. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon. I have a question on Balter's Coating. In Q4 06, you booked a huge number of orders, and I was wondering why it isn't flowing through the revenues in Q1 07. What's the nature of what was the nature of these orders in Q4/06, and why haven't you seen more revenues in Q1?
Yeah, if I may answer, Thomas Limburger here. This is mainly related to the solar order intake, and therefore the situation as we discussed in the press release with API. I think that is the answer. As you maybe again, if I might add, as you know, so the orders of solar are not coming in quarter by quarter. Those are orders we work in with our different customers around the world, and therefore the order intake in the first quarter on the solar side has been weaker. But as Mr. Eichhorn already indicated before, we are now in the position to show a fully functional and fully operational production plant in Erfurt with our total equipment, starting from the encapsulation to the coating to the laser scribing. And therefore, we have, after this project has been completed, we have had extreme attention from the different customer bases around the world, may they be Asian, North American, as well as European. And therefore, we expect in Q2 and Q3 a stronger order intake, as well as obviously then also the execution of other projects we have in the pipeline for the solar business. And I think, as Mr. Eichhorn already said, we can reconfirm our targets for the end of 2007 for the solar business itself, but also again for the total company, as already indicated on the media conference a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, just a quick follow-up on that. How many solar orders did you book in Q4 then? If the API is not included, how much is it in Q4? Because
the API order is included in Q4.
Oh, that's the full amount in Q4.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the full amount in Q4. Amount of the API order was booked in Q4 2006. As Mr. Limburger said, we do not have included the sales from this order in first quarter of 2007. We still have the machinery built up, so that we have a very good outlook for the second quarter 2007 to book the sales figures and also the figures.
Okay, thank you very much.
The next question is from Mr. Reto Simen, NZB. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. I got a question on your acquisition strategy. Might come from the media conference this morning. There have been news that you would not see acquisitions in the short to media term. Can you please comment on that and perhaps also update on your negotiations on the BOC deal?
Okay, maybe I have to clarify this a little bit better. Obviously, a company of our size has an acquisition pipeline which is always full, and therefore we look at different projects across the board on our portfolio. So, number one. Number two, in terms of acquisitions in general, we are obviously evaluating different projects, and therefore obviously there could be potential acquisitions, but again, I said I don't want to really comment on a pipeline which is in process but not outspoken. So that for clarification purposes. Number two, the question on BOC Edwards. Obviously, as you know, the status was that we have lost the order, the bid against a financial buyer. I strongly want to underline, though, that we are, as we have been in the past, again, strongly interested in the company. It is a very well, it's a very nice strategic fit to what we do in our vacuum business, and therefore the interest is there. And we are now actually looking for taking up new contacts to a possible seller of this portfolio for the future, you know, weeks to come. So.
Okay. So, but then, in other words, you clearly confirm that there also could be larger acquisitions already during this year. So you would not deny anything in this regard?
Well, I wouldn't deny it, but again, I don't want to comment on this in that sense that I cannot I cannot do the crystal ball and tell you exactly what's going to happen.
No, but it's a crucial point, and obviously the market the news on Bloomberg in the market are wrong in this regard, and
this
is important.
This was probably misunderstood and sometimes also taken out of context. The answer really clearly is, if a project like this comes along, I mean, no questions asked. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you very much.
No problem.
The next question is from Mr. Armin Rechtberger, ZKB. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I would like to ask again about API. What's the problem really there? How big are the chances that this contract will be fulfilled by the client? Are there any news about are they able now to pay or so on? And how much sales would you have been or have you expected to book for this quarter and you lost now in this quarter?
Okay, maybe to your first question, again, we are confident that this contract, which is a viable contract, which we've signed between us and API, is coming into place. The process is ongoing. We are building the equipment. We are also having discussions, obviously, with the counterparty, as well as some bodies which are also in the financing process. But to cut a long story short, here we clearly expect obviously to execute on this, but on the other side, the market, and that is a fortunate situation for us, is in a demand position, so we are very able to switch certain orders from one customer to another due to the high demand of our product. And therefore, we're in a very comfortable position. So I would, number one, see the chances still, again, as we have a legal contract and as we have long-standing discussions with them, as viable to execute. And number two, we're in a positive position that markets actually will pick up the product anyway if something should go wrong.
This leads also, and here's an icon to your second point. You mentioned that the sales are lost. The sales are not lost because we have used the capacities and we have built the machinery, and we could easily, once we don't have the delay anymore, we could easily get the sales in the second quarter of 2000.
But how much did you expect? How much sale you expected to book in this quarter and you will book now in the second quarter?
Just to give you an indication, a mid-range double-digit million sale.
Thank you very much. Then some other questions. You are still confident that you will reach a full-year EBIT margin of 10%. You reached just 7.6%. So you will be in a hurry for the next three quarters.
Yes, that's obviously the case at the moment. But again, historically, we've been also always been relatively weaker in the first quarter compared to 2, 3, and 4, and therefore we are extremely confident due to the different issues we just discussed. May they be solar, may they be in outperformance in coating, as well as in vacuum. As well as in textile and Graziano drive systems, that we will live up to your expectations and actually will live up to the numbers we have presented at the media conference a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Can you also indicate the influence of foreign exchange rates?
Yes, of course. Yes, the influence of foreign exchange rate is in a very, very low range, as we have natural hedges in place, and we also have hedged some of our foreign exchange exposures. So there's only very, very little influence. This you also can see once you read the annual report. There's one table in the notes which shows the influence of the foreign exchange on sales and on EBIT, and this is traditionally very low within our group.
Okay. And my last question, you just invested in two companies and both of them are in the laser business, and as I understood, both of them in laser scribing. So, I mean, I'm talking about Silas and Exitec. Can you elaborate a little bit what these different companies do?
Mm-hmm. Yes, again, correct. We have invested in two companies, Silas and Exitec. Exitec being a UK-based company, Silas being a Germany-based company. They're a little bit different, but one of their main businesses is the laser scribing business, which was the final component of the total package we want to offer to our customers in terms of solar production facility for thin film coated solar cells. Laser scribing is one of the core components in this process, and we have made the decision last year to actually go into this direction, and from an acquisition point of view, to smaller acquisitions, as I said, Silas and Exitec, even though now Silas is very much focused only on the current technology of laser scribers. Exitec is the next generation of laser scribers, as well as other laser applications for the solar or also the printing industry. So they have a couple of other products in their portfolio. But again, here the idea was clearly to get all the components next to the coding expertise Oerlikon had in the past for the past 30 years. Next to the coding expertise, get the other core components for the total fabrication or for the total manufacturing equipment into place, and then sell the package to the customer. Extremely important. The feedback from the customer was, we don't want just the coding expertise. We want a full service package, and that is actually what we have turned our strategy into. And as you can see now with Aerosol, again, the first fab is now up and running. They go into industrial production in May. We're very proud of this. We have overexceeded all the efficiency rates which we have contractually tied ourselves to. Which again attracts now even more potential customers because they obviously want to see this project. And again, laser scribing is a core component of this, which at the end will add margin and obviously revenue to the whole story.
Okay, can we have the next person, please?
Next question is from Mr. André Stein, Thales Fund Management. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good afternoon. I have two questions and then a quick follow-up. I'm a little bit surprised that, given the strong solar demand you're talking about, the coatings orders, which include solar, dropped by 33% in Q107. Can you tell me how much solar orders you booked in the first quarter of 07? And then the next question just is what your organic sales growth rate is. If I adjust for solar, it looks sort of like 5%, but I don't have all the information for the small acquisitions. Thank you.
Okay, first question was the order intake, what we have from the solar business in the first quarter of 2007, that's a small one, single million-digit number. And this is therefore we do have the change in the order intake compared to the first quarter of 2006, because there we had some major order intakes. But as Mr. Limburg already indicated here, the solar business is not a business in which you get 300, 400, 500 orders a year. These are major contracts, and they are coming in the one or the other quarter. And so that means that the comparison between the quarters from one quarter to the other quarter is not perhaps not the correct correct comparison. It's better to compare a full year or intakes in this respect. And in addition to this, what we see from our discussions with the clients in the first quarter is that we are very close to new contracts in the second quarter, so that order intake in the second quarter will be much higher compared to what we have seen in the first quarter.
Yes, this is Limburg again, if I might add to Mr. Eichhorn's sentence, we are currently in negotiations with numerous amounts of customers, and we expect a strong Q2 order intake again for the solar business. And as Mr. Eichhorn already said, again, those are big projects starting at 20 megawatt going up to, you know, 150, 160 megawatt, and therefore also have a relatively high sales number. But again, we're very confident that in Q2 we will have a very strong order intake compared to other quarters we had in the past.
I think your second question was the organic growth in terms of sales for the whole group. Therefore, one comment, we added to the Q1 2006 figures, the Sauron Textile and Garciano sales figures, so that the comparison between first quarter 2007 and 2006 is more convenient and really shows the natural or the growth of the whole group. And therefore, the 20 million increase in sales from first quarter 2006 to first quarter 2007 shows the organic growth of the whole group, because in these two figures are comparing apples to apples and nothing else. And therefore, the organic growth is here for the whole group 20%. And also on the single segment figures, you can see, let's just take the Elephant Basel's coaching segment. The sales growth is 30% from first quarter 2007 compared to 2006. So these are the organic growth rates.
Are you then adjusting for the Fairfield acquisition that Sora made last year?
It was the Fairfield acquisition was made in the first quarter 2006. There are only major minor sales figures which were in January 2006. We have not adjusted for these, but the influence of the sales figure in 2006 of January, you just can forget about this.
Right, fair enough. I have a quick follow-up as well. Some analysts this morning were suggesting that the stock price is driven more by insider transactions and heavy options related trading than fundamentals. Do you have a sense what's driving your stock price right now?
Here again, Jörg Eichkern, the stock price is not the major focus that we have. We are concentrating very strong on the on our operational business, and we are trying to bring the operations in the position that the stock price can grow in the future. What we think is that with the first quarter results, what we have produced or what we can show to you, is that the stock price and especially the movement and the strong stock price is sufficiently supported by the operations what we have here. That's not something what we have in focus in terms of option strategies and stuff.
And again, guys, the idea here really is we're strongly focusing on, you know, the operational targets we have. We're strongly focusing, obviously, also on the integration process, which is well in place, as well as we're focusing on, you know, organic as well as inorganic growth, and therefore you know, this point is not very much in focus of management of the company.
Thank you.
The next question is from Mr. John Feigel, Credit Suisse. Please go ahead, sir. Mr. Feigel, your line is open. You can ask your question. We can't hear you, Mr. Feigel. The next question is from Mr. Norbert Kretlow, Commerzbank. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. This is Norbert Kretlow with Commerzbank Corporates and Markets. Concerning your vacuum segment, we saw a sales increase of about 10% in Q1 2007. This compares to more than 12% in 2006, and order intake was up 5%. Do we see any slowdown in growth dynamics in this segment, or is it rather attributable to normal fluctuations?
No, again, we think that we will outperform our 2006 figures in that area. At the moment, again, the first quarter also in this area is usually tending to be a slower quarter. I think our upside for the time being is that we're not very much linked or not at all linked with the semiconductor market, which is showing a slowdown. So compared to competitors, we're still really outperforming all the markets. And therefore, to give you an outlook for that segment, we clearly expect to not only reach our budgeted figures, but also to have some upside for the year 2007.
You mentioned price pressure in this market. Could you elaborate on that?
Well, price pressures, as in any markets, are existing at the moment. Obviously, we have a since we're competing also against some Asian, especially Japanese competitors, there is a currency advantage on that side of this world at the moment. But again, this is part of normal ongoing business, and I think we're at the moment dealing with the price pressures in the market extremely well, as you can see. Again, in our Q1 numbers, that we still have a very strong performance, also compared to other market participants.
Where do you take market share at this time?
Well, as we already said in the media conference in for the year 2006 closing, our strong focus is Asia and the U.S. Those are two areas where we are. Getting stronger and stronger by the day, as well as we have new product rollouts in different markets, and therefore I wouldn't really qualify now. It either could be Europe, Asia, or America. If you talk about the existing product base, I would focus very much on the U.S. and Asia. For new product, I would say the market is currently here in Europe. And again, we are opening new markets like the chemical market, which we haven't been in. Therefore, for us, the view of the business is quite positive.
Thanks.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay, then I'd like to conclude the call at that point in time and thank all the participants for their vivid participation. And hope to hear you at our next conference call at the annual CIMA annual results. Thanks very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference call is now over, and you may disconnect your telephones. Thank you very much for joining. Goodbye.